I next met with Dr. Mario Schnoll from the Yale Cancer Center in New Haven, Connecticut, and to begin, I asked him to comment on new developments in the adjuvant treatment of patients with melanoma.
Well, you know, we used interferon for years, and interferon was really replaced by ipilimumab some years ago. The problem with ipilimumab is that the initial trials used 10 milligrams per kilogram, which is a really toxic dose. There were data presented that showed that at least for relapse-free survival, 3 milligrams per kilogram of ipi was as good as 10 milligrams per kilogram. And so I think at that point, people switched over to 3 milligrams per kilogram, but that didn't last very long because it was soon, not too long ago, not soon after we started using ipilimumab, we learned that nivolumab actually was a much better drug. So in the adjuvant trial, nivolumab versus ipilimumab, and in this trial, they did use the 10 milligram per kilogram dose of ipilimumab. Clearly, nivolumab was better for progression-free survival. There's no survival data yet in that phase 3 trial. And then the other trial that changed the way we treat adjuvant patients involved the dabrafenib trametinib, which also showed a marked improvement in progression-free survival over, in that case, over control, over no treatment.
And kind of the global thought I've been hearing from investigators since that time was that it's kind of hard indirectly to separate out the benefit that you see with adjuvant BRAF as opposed to adjuvant nivolumab in BRAF patients. Is that still your take?
Yeah. First of all, a lot of us didn't really think that the BRAF MEK inhibitors would have such a profound effect in the adjuvant setting. We all knew the curves would separate for progression-free survival, but we thought that at the end of the year, when you finish treatment, those curves would come right back together. That didn't happen. Those curves stayed apart, and they're still apart. And in fact, there's an early trend toward an improvement of survival in that study. Although the problem with interpreting that survival data is that if you really look very carefully at the time of relapse, not all patients got dabrafenib trametinib. In fact, they probably didn't get the two drugs together, and that's better therapy. So had patients been treated, I think, optimally in the metastatic setting, we might not be seeing any difference in overall survival. We don't know. So if you have a patient who has a BRAF mutation and you're trying to decide whether to give a BRAF MEK inhibitor versus nivolumab, I'm not sure that we know which approach is going to be better. I favor giving adjuvant nivolumab. I think in the long run that's going to end up being better, but I don't know that we have data to prove that.
It's interesting when you talked about that, I was flashing on the adjuvant tamoxifen studies in breast cancer. You know, tamoxifen was thought to be a cytostatic agent. It wasn't going to work with. And then they saw this survival benefit. There was even a trial, I don't know if you know this, that compared to tamoxifen, literally tamoxifen adjuvant to tamoxifen on first relapse, and they still saw a survival benefit. So the other thing is, what about ipi-nivo in the adjuvant setting?
Well, that trial was done and completed. It used a lower dose of ipi and a less frequent schedule. It may be better than nivolumab in the adjuvant setting, but we don't have the data, and until it's analyzed, I don't think it should be used as standard of care. In the adjuvant setting, there are some patients where I consider using adjuvant ipi-nivo, and that would be, for example, in patients with mucosal melanomas. For those patients, I'm hesitant to use nivolumab alone because nivolumab in the advanced disease setting has a very low response rate in the mucosal melanoma patients.
Interesting.